This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Whatever your plans are this holiday, whether you're on the road or, like me, staying put, I hope you're taking some time off. In many workplaces, the end of the year, it can be stressful. And this year, well, you know. From our Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Jim Mathis runs a small ad agency in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and he'd normally have a full calendar during the holidays, the company party, visits to extended family, and preparing for a New Year staff retreat. 2020, though, is 2020.
Just this lingering cloud over everyone that, it's just getting hard on folks, you know?
He's encouraged his 7 employees to take extra time off this week and next. They have unlimited vacation.
Definitely recharge your batteries. You know, we all need to do that. And this year that's been stressful, we probably need it more than normal.
But how can employers know when workers need to take time off? Sheila Ryan is the chief people officer at Clear Capital Appraisal Services in Truckee, California. She's trained managers to identify potential signs of burnout among their 600 employees.
You look for changes in behavior. Were they really participatory and vocal in your meetings and now they're being more quiet? Are they getting more slouchy and turning their camera off a lot more?
Ryan says more people at her company have taken time off this holiday season than usual. But pulling our brains out of work is easier said than done these days, says Jacqueline Jensen, who teaches organizational psychology at DePaul University.
Your home and your office may be one and the same. And so your mind is always at work, even if you are not actually sitting in front of your computer working.
She says finding a new routine during your time off can help rebuild those boundaries. Spending time outside, reading, or scheduling those things you don't have time for during a busy work week. And by all means, stay away from email.
Several days ago, in anticipation of the holiday, I did take my email off of my phone, and it is freeing.
She might even leave it that way after the holidays are over. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.